one and only comedy at the Carlson Cast, hosted by the amazing Vinny Paulino, with his co-host, Mr. Brian Ball, and there's also me, Steve Wrigley. I'm a dick. Today's guest is Ricky Velez. It's the comedy at the Carlson Cast, and here's your host, the one, the only, the amazing, Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Hello, Rochester. We got a big show lined up for you. You know, Brian, I so foolishly always am so used to saying hello, Rochester, but people are listening and watching the show all over the freaking world.
This is worldwide.
I can't even believe when I'm seeing some of the numbers and where people are looking at the show and watching it. Thank you very much for supporting it. We really, really, truly appreciate you guys. We have a good one for you with Ricky Velez. He's going to be in just a few minutes. But before we get too far, B-Ball, let's say hello to Steve.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Steve Wrigley.
What the hell was that? Is that in New Zealandese?
How you doing? I'm in outer space today, guys, so.
That's great.
Nice.
Please stay there.
Whoa!
Trump won't find you.
Yet we can still hear you.
Wow.
You know what? That's why you're the co-host. You just let me do the heavy lifting, and you don't worry too hard today.
Right.
Don't worry your pretty little head. Let's talk about our sponsors real quick. Today we have this episode's brought to you by the folks at Iron Smoke Whiskey, one of our favorite drinks
delicious.
In the world. They are a, hold on, where's my bottle? Huh. Hold on. 94.5 on Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible. That's the only Bible I worry about, folks.
Is there another?
No, but it's available in two varieties. Regular, get you drunk, delicious whiskey, and Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey, which is amazing. I saw, I was watching a YouTube video the other day about cooking ribs, and they use that in the recipe. I'm going for it.
That sounds good.
Oh, my God, I'm going for it. Let's not forget, speaking of delicious things, Sapori, baby. Cafe and catering. You get breakfast, lunch at the Powers Building Atrium right downtown. They're also available at the Tennis Club of Rochester. And the best part, Brian Ball, is if you and your loved ones are having a get-together or a big event, you better call Chef Joe because they cater, man.
They'll bring it right to you.
Oh, my God. Make sure you find at Sapori Rochester. And remember, Sapori, it's Italian for flavor.
Flavore.
Flavore is not Italian for flavor. It's actually Sapori. Also, ladies and gentlemen, Three Heads Brewing, our good friends, they've just announced their two nights of Halloween parties coming up in October.
I saw that.
80s themed.
We were actually going to invite you and your wife to that.
Ooh, I wonder who I should be from the 80s.
We're thinking Wonder Twins.
You and Lori is the Wonder Twins? All right, I'm busy that night. but you can go to Three Heads Brewing anytime you want to. Right there on Atlantic Avenue and at threeheadsbrewing.com. They have live shows, music all the time. And not to mention some of the most delicious beer you're ever going to have on tap, Three Heads Brewing. And then, oh my God, one of our coolest and newest sponsors, Bad Drip, baby. E-liquids, baddriplabs.com. Premium e-liquids, and they're made right here in Rochester, New York, shipped worldwide, not just nationwide, worldwide. This stuff goes all over the country, all over the world, and people love it. Available in 35 different varieties. Find
35.
Them on. Yeah, man, they got all sorts of stuff.
That's insane.
Yeah, it really is. And you can get them at pretty much any smoke shop in Rochester. So if you're watching this locally and you're like, oh, you got to try this stuff, you should try this stuff as long as you're over 18 and you like to vape. Put some Bad Drips in that vape, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's cool. I can't wait to try out this.
You know what I found out? On October 1st, they're doing a giant car show right over at, like, the factory.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're going to do something with that. I think you and I are going to go. You're a car guy.
Yeah, I'm going to take my car over.
Yeah, if you're a car person, keep an eye out for that. I'd like to welcome our very special guest in studio, Ricky Velez.
Hey! Bam, 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 bam,
Thank you for getting dolled up to be here.
Dude, it was an easy dress day.
I'm with you. I generally like to wear an open leather vest with no shirt on Fridays myself.
I've never seen, Mark came to pick me up and he goes, from across the hotel, he goes, "You're not wearing a shirt!" nice. This
I'm
is going
to
be a
to
great
you.
Morning.
I've noticed that on this show, a big demographic is, older ladies. They like our show for some
Dude,
reason.
I was just with, D over at Weiss's show? Yeah. She was feeling me like crazy.
I believe that. The Batavia
not,
9. She
not
was
literally,
feeling,
right? Because then you got to.
No,
an
no.
HR
she, I didn't. She, you know what made me upset? She wasn't wearing a ring. So I didn't know until I walked out that she was married.
Oh.
Oh.
False advertising.
You know her husband is like a big time military
guy, too. That's now what I'm finding out. Like, this guy can murder me with blinking.
And
like,
honestly,
I don't want it.
That guy's
I don't
ranked,
want it with this guy at all.
Relax, you're wearing a crown. Nobody's
yeah,
ever,
dude,
yeah.
I mean, I'm the king of Rochester today.
Thank you for giving the ladies a throw, Ricky. We're glad to have you here. We have four more shows left here at Comedy at the Carlson.
Yeah, man.
How was last night? Did you have a good time?
Last night was fun, man. Like, we had a fun, small crowd, and they were good. They were for it, and they were really cool. And they know what's very funny? Like, and Weiss was doing it, too, where he's like, the young bucks. And it's like, my crowd that comes up to me after shows is always, like, middle-aged women and Matt. Like, it's not that.
Well, when you dress with, like, George Michael, are you surprised?
It's nostalgia. They think it's Wham.
You know what? To be fair, people think Brian's the other one because nobody ever knew.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Nobody ever knew what happened to that guy.
Nobody remembers the other one.
And now you guys wonder why you have an old woman following the show. You're doing Wham jokes, okay?
So Ricky, you know everybody. You refer to yourself, or Weeze referred to you as a young buck, man. You're 28 years old. The internet says you're 22, and so does your face. What's
I know it's weird, man. I've never lied about my age. I've never. And like, listen, I started this game young. I started at 19 years old.
Right.
So like, I'm about to hit my 10-year mark, and like, I've never lied about my age. But for some reason, the internet does not want to make me older.
I understand that. I understand that. You know that I almost put
neither
a bullet.
Neither do my agents.
Yeah, right? Well, that's what I pay them for.
Yeah.
My publicist lies for me all the time.
I don't lie about my age. Others, who knows?
People
when,
do.
When I,
no,
when
no,
I,
no, 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 no. Listen, there's a lot of comics, like, if you were to ask that question, they are not going to answer that for you. I will tell you right now, there are so many people that act a certain way. And people will not say that.
Yeah.
Like, and I know people my age that won't give you their age.
Well, listen, man, I'm all about honesty. And I'm going to tell you something. I almost killed myself when I found when I thought there was a 22-year-old coming to headline the club. I'm like, I am 35 years old, and this is not going well. Yeah.
And so at least he gets to live another day.
Yeah, like, so I'm actually happy.
Listen man. I
relieved.
But yeah, listen, I in comedy, you know how often I deal with that? Like, even
sure.
Now, even being 28, like, and I've been around the block.
No.
I've fought with the hitters. Like, I've gone neck and neck with Keith Robbins. Like I will do it. But at the same time, like, I've been in this game long enough, and I know. I'm not saying that, like, I know anything more than anybody else. But like, at this point, like. Respect me for my work and not my age.
I respect you for the jacket.
Thank you.
Yeah, that, if there's one thing that jacket says, it's respect me.
But.
Okay, hold on.
You know how many shows Tracy Morgan had no shirt on? Like, I mean, like, dude, this is fun for me. This is my
weekend.
Dude,
I want you to have a great time.
But this is my weekend. Like, why wouldn't I not wear? I was just in DR for 2 weeks. I didn't have to wear a shirt. I don't want to wear a shirt on my day off. Like, this is fun for me.
You don't need to get worked up over anything.
I didn't take this job because I had to wear a fucking tie. Like, I'm not into it. Like, I've never been into it.
You pull it off, though.
I try, man.
I mock you out of jealousy. There's no way I could.
You
don't
and you know what the thing is? Brian is arrogant enough to show up in that outfit and think it looks fine. That's a true thing about this guy.
Is it arrogance or is it because that's the
with
thing.
Him, yes.
No, but I get this often where it's like, you're being arrogant. Am I being arrogant by doing this or am I just having fun right
just
now?
Just being yourself.
I want you to have fun, so I'm all about it. So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Because we gotta have like some real talk for a bit, I guess. 19 years old, going into New York City stand-up is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, but I, like, and that's what I love about my life, is almost like everything kind of happened for a reason. I got denied to the military.
Okay.
I was trying to go, after I left college, I was trying to
Were you wearing the crown when you applied?
No. And I said, I'm coming to be king.
Because they might have a problem with people stepping over rank.
No. It was around 2007, 2008, right when they went back into Afghanistan, and like it was not a good time. A lot of my friends went.
Right.
And I was on some shit where I was like, yo, I'm going into the military, but I'm only doing Coast Guard. Like I wanna chill on my nation.
I joined the Air Force. I did kind of the same thing. Yeah.
But then no, but you guys still get sent places.
Yeah, like, but you don't get shot
you guys
at.
Get sent, but like Coast Guard, unless like we're fighting an island, I'm chilling. like I would have been cool. So like that was my thing. So
oh, Afghanistan is landlocked, is it?
Oh shucks.
So like at that time, I was trying to go into the military, and when I was younger, I had seizures for no reason. Like, still to this day, doctors can't find out why I had them. And
really?
The Coast Guard only takes the elite health. Like, you have to be in the elite health to be in the Coast Guard. And I went to MEPS. I did the whole day
that's
of
a fun
like,
experience.
Dude, terrible.
Oh, my God.
And they have it in Brooklyn in New York City. Ooh. They have it at
Now, for the layman, what is MEPS, Brian?
It's like a one-day thing where they poke and prod you for 12 hours and go through all kinds of tests.
And I walked out of there. They keep you overnight, and I walked in there being like, I'm joining the Coast Guard. This is going to be my life. And I left there, and by the time I was leaving, they're like, listen, you're not healthy enough to be in the Coast Guard. But if you want to join the Army, we can get you in today.
Yeah.
And I was like, dog, I'm good. Like, I don't have the
You
want to
see the world,
mind.
Ricky?
Yeah, I don't have the mind to be like. And I was lucky enough to know people that were already in.
Wow.
So I knew what was happening. I knew, like, I watched a couple of my friends come back, and I knew what was happening there. So at 19, I made the decision. I was like, listen, man, I can't, like, and at that point, my father was like, join
you. You know what? Talking to drunks is probably going to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Than Afghanistan.
But, like, at the same time, I went to performing arts school. So, like, this, like it was just, like, getting back on stage felt so amazing.
Yeah.
So, like, just being back in that. And, like, stand-up's a very interesting, like, people don't realize, like, it's the only art that you need an audience. And that's a weird craze.
It really is. Like, painters can sit by themselves and then show their work to someone after they spend hours toiling away with it. You don't know if anything you say or write is worth a damn.
The only thing I have is my friends, and I can go to them and just be like, hey, is this funny? And they're like, yeah, that's good. You should try that. Like, that's all we have.
And people don't realize that comedians are friends with other comedians, and the worst thing about being friends with comedians is none of us ever want to put somebody else over.
No.
So none of us will ever laugh. And
we'll laugh at stuff that only comedians would find funny.
100%.
Yeah, we laughed hysterically. That's the best joke I've ever heard, and nothing.
The funniest thing nothing. Your comedian friend can ever do is bomb. Like, that's the business, people.
We were talking about that last night. I love bombs, dude.
I love watching bombs.
They make me so. They make me so happy.
So you're 19 years old. You're doing stand-up in the city.
Manhattan.
So, like, you did art school, you said.
Yeah.
And performing arts, I take it. Like, plays and those types of things?
My school had 125 kids per grade, and I was one of 25 that were in drama.
Okay.
Like, I did that.
Okay.
And I hated it. I hated it with a fucking passion.
Sure.
Like, I did not think it would be something, like, to think of one day I would act, like, wasn't a real thought. But, like, that's what I like about everything that's happened to me. It's, like, shit that I was sat there and was like, this ain't gonna work for me, but why not try it?
Did something click in that you like the performing? Did you click that, like, I like being in front of people?
Well, I wanna deconstruct this just a little bit more for a second.
Yeah.
Why stand up though? Like, you know, you were in performing arts, you didn't want to be an actor, but how did you say, someone who was thinking Coast Guard,
but like when I was like 13, 14, I wrote a set.
Oh, no
I
shit.
Wrote
okay.
a complete set. And I remember the first joke being like, I'm 13, so Michael Jackson
What's
won't
with Legos?
Fuck me anymore. So, like, I was over the age Michael Jackson would fuck. Like, he was still alive when I wrote that. And, like, I wrote this whole set out on a piece of paper.
And that's allegedly. You know, he might have.
Michael Jackson fucked kids, bro. Like,
I said allegedly he might have fucked you. You don't know. You didn't send a picture. He didn't turn you down.
So I did that. And, like, it's, like, I don't know, man. Like, for some reason, things have fallen in my lap exactly how I thought it would when I was a kid.
So,
and that's
pretty
really
much.
Weird. Like, even the way I live, like, all that shit kind of, like, I was like, when it came to me, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Like, this is what's supposed to happen.
So does, like, every other comedian in New York City hate your guts because things just fall into your lap?
I wouldn't say things fall into my lap because, like, at the same time, I sat there for how many years and not got work? Like, oh, dude,
you had
like,
it coming, bro.
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, we're dude, happy no, no, I'll sit there. Dude, I didn't get sure. work until I was 25, 26. So, sure. Like, I sat in that shit and I fucking, like, it just makes sense to me now. Like, a lot of sure. this makes sense. It makes sense that I'm doing the things I'm doing and I'm working with the people. Like, I never feel like things fell into my lap undeserved. Like
fair enough. Absolutely. I think yeah. there should be a distinction there. I guess my point was, you think of it as the average age for people who start getting into comedy or people who are just in college age and stuff yeah. like that. So you got years ahead of these guys
yes.
and you sat in that proverbial waiting room of stand-up working your shit out.
That was crazy to me because a lot of my friends were like going to college and getting degrees and I'm sitting in a comedy club. So that was very uncomfortable for me because I was like, yo, my friend's going to get out. They're going to start making money and I'm here. Like, and my college,
the wiser investment.
My college years were done in a comedy club.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And like, and I mean, the things I've learned just in this business and like, I mean, dude, I got a fucking full tutorial from Larry Wilmore.
Right.
Like, I watched this guy make television every day in 12 hours. That man made the Bernie Mac show. He made the first season of The Office. Like, I got to watch these dudes.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people don't know all the stuff that Larry did.
Oh my God, yeah.
Show,
like, people don't
yeah.
realize that
everything.
Guy has such a hand in television that people don't yeah. even realize what he has done. So I got to watch that man.
And people just feel like he came out of nowhere, too. With
no, no.
Which is
oh.
hilarious.
Yeah.
Which is couldn't
me,
be farther from the truth.
Television Beyond, royalty.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean,
Comedy Central, you know, was like, we have a get here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was. I couldn't, when I saw that he was doing it, I was like, he's doing that? Like,
which,
you
know,
he's done so much stuff.
I'll tell you right now, when I met
like,
him,
wow,
I didn't know who the
that.
Fuck he was. I'll yeah. be real honest with you. I walked up, like, he came, so I wasn't even on the auditions for the nightly show.
Okay.
Wasn't even on the auditions. He showed up to Caroline's just to watch comics. And I happened to be on that night.
And he was like, who's the kid with the jacket?
Yeah. The kid with no shirt on. No. But he hit
he
me up and just, yeah. And he was, and like, and then the next time I met him, like, my agents had told me who he was. And it was like, hey, he saw you at Caroline's. Like, da-da-da. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, all right. Like, I don't. And I didn't know who he was
right.
until I got to
Did you
the
know he had
with
something
him.
In development with Comedy Central?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I knew, like, every time he saw me, he saw a new set. Like, you know, like,
there
I knew,
you go.
I knew
yeah.
that.
See, look at that.
Yeah, he knew how to play.
Now I'm smiling because
yeah,
that's smart, man.
Dude, like,
very slick.
I mean, and, like, but you got to remember, when he saw me, I'm 26. I've been in the game fucking 7 years at this point.
And at that point,
like,
you better have a couple five-minute sets.
Yeah, I have a few five-minute
yeah.
sets at
sure.
this point.
Yeah.
So, like, when it was like time to show, I was like, "Yeah, let's go!" Like, and then they had me
I'm
test.
I'm with you, Ricky.
They had me test, and I tested, and like we sat there. And Rory Albanese, by the way, if you got he's a hilarious comic. He has something coming out soon, a special, and like he just became like my big brother in TV. Where like this guy worked with Jon Stewart as an intern and mm-hmm. became an executive producer. So like I
That's
got to
a big jump.
Going from that to that
yeah.
he did like 12 years with John, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so like I got to it's insane when I watch people come out of TV shows that got canceled or whatever and they've learned nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, what were you doing in that time? What were you really like making that time to be? And for me it was making shows.
Yeah.
It was I watched How to Make a Show within before the nightly show was even canceled. This is crazy. I had already sold a show.
Oh, no fooling.
No. Yeah. I fucking sold the show before the show. I was going. I don't even know. I was going to
let
leave.
It out.
I was
it's gonna
all right. leave. I was gonna leave to go and do my own show.
Okay.
Before I knew we were getting canceled. So like when we got canceled, I was like, "This is dope." Now I'm making fucking 6 months of pay.
Okay.
Chilling. Like, you know, like, and I was making my show at the same time. But right now, that show didn't go through. I hit a couple bumps
sure.
in it, whatever. But, like, I just sold my second show, and it's a sitcom, and it's network this time.
Congratulations.
Like, yeah, so like, you, like, you gotta, like...
Do you have any parts for a fat best friend?
I mean, the show's based on a building, so I can have anybody I want.
I can play the building. I don't mind people. I don't mind. You can all walk around on me.
Ricky can just climb up you.
But yeah, it's based on a building. And like, you know, like, and I swear to this day, it's from meeting Larry and watching how this guy would set up things and like work a show. And
now, see, what's interesting to me about that is I think your mentality is fascinating because you seem to be the kind of guy who learns by observing and watching. Like you said, you sat in the back of comedy clubs and that was your college. Now your graduate's course is TV. That's amazing, man. You should be very, 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 very happy.
It was cool because recently somebody said to me, because I sold this second show and it went to, I mean, contracts literally are still in, like, I mean, are being dealt with as we speak.
Great.
Like,
now, where can my manager get a hold of you?
But like somebody came to me and they're like, Ricky, this is your second summer in a row selling a show. Like, you sell TV now. And like, for somebody to say that to me, I was like, oh fuck. Like,
yeah, it's a little more than stand up.
And it's like, you didn't realize that became your job.
I didn't realize that. Like, yeah, that's what I, like, two summers in a row, man. Kanye sat in a fucking basement for three summers. Like, you know, maybe I just need another summer before shit gets hot. But I'm like, fuck it. I'll do it, man. This shit is so cool. Like, I could be in a fucking office. Like, I have friends that went to 7 years of fucking schooling to become fucking social workers in Harlem schools, and they're making 30,000. Like, that shit's crazy to me. Like, it's just like, I couldn't imagine being in that race.
So, tell the truth. Is your first love stand up?
Yes, and it's a huge problem.
Well, hold on a second. We're going to take one quick... We're going to stop real fast.
Okay.
And remind people that Ricky is doing four more shows here at Comedy at the Carlson. You can see him. You could call 585-4-COMEDY for tickets or go to carlsoncomedy.com. And because it's Friday and you're watching this show and we love you, it is F5 Day, written very, very poorly.
Yes.
I blame Chris.
Nothing but
what
the best
here. What does F5 mean?
It means... Free Friday for Facebook friends.
You got it.
Which means if you're watching this interview and you're digging what Ricky's laying down, you could come see him tonight on us, on the Comedy at the Carlson cast. What you need to do is message the club, let them know if you want to go to the 7:30 or the 10 o'clock, and you could see Ricky Velez live tonight. And are you going to wear a shirt tonight, Rick?
Yeah, I always wear a shirt on stage. All right. It's just morning radio. I like to change it up for morning radio. It's very easy to be a comic that comes in here.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fuck it. Oh, remember the kid that came in with no shirt? Like, that happened.
We'll never forget it. I can promise you that.
I'm going to tell you this. You see that guy on TV?
You made an impression.
He sat on the couch on the show I did that one time, and he indulged me for a little while. So I
wanted to ask you one quick question, if I can, to step back a little bit, because we had an interesting conversation about it. Watching you on The Nightly Show, Vinny and I did this little radio show, or TV show. We did silly things like that. But going in and interviewing guys like that, like, how awkward is that, knowing that you're sitting down with this guy?
Well, I was telling
and you're going to have to say, you're going to try and make him look stupid.
You had Virgil on, and we need to discuss that in a second, too.
What a fucking terrible thing. I wrestled that motherfucker.
I watched him.
I wrestled him and pulled out a watermelon. It was the most racist thing I've ever been. And wrestling, the fact that wrestling is still on air is like, wrestling and the NFL have the same fucking like lifespan right now. Like,
sure.
It's like, it's just like.
However long Vince McMahon has left to live.
Dude, that guy breaks my heart because like, you know, he does stand up, right?
Vince?
No, Virgil.
Oh, Virgil does?
Vince.
McMahon?
No, I don't think Vince does.
The Sacco, right?
That's Mick Foley.
No, it's Mick Foley.
My bad.
Yeah, Mick Foley.
Vince McMahon's the old white guy who owns everything. Guy,
yeah. Listen, I have a girlfriend, so I don't watch wrestling.
I have a wife, and she indulges me because there's too much paperwork.
I was actually recently speaking to Andrew Schultz, and he just moved into his, like, he lived with his parents up until this year and bought an apartment.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Yeah. And he goes, dude, I'm alone. I don't know what to do. And I go, well, most comics that live alone just watch wrestling. Like, that's the fucking... when somebody's like, did you see? It's like, hey, you were alone, huh? That's nice.
So, like, when you have to ambush people, back to Brian's
question. Yeah, no, we were talking about it yesterday, and it's actually really cool because Colbert was the guy that ran the show before the nightly, and he was easily the best correspondent Jon Stewart had. And... he has a thing in his in the Daily Show book where it's like, yo, check who you are at the door when you go to do an interview. And then you're a character during that whole entire time. So, like...
So, are you Dice Ricky right now? What are you?
No, not right now. But, like, when dude, I get put into a fucking room with a white supremacist and, like, I'm supposed to sit there and have a normal conversation with this man... where I fucking hate him.
Right.
And I don't, like, me and this dude are not going to agree, let alone, like, on anything, let alone dinner. Like, we're not even going to fucking like anything we have to say to each other.
We're having but a like, Betty Crocker white sheet cake.
In that moment, you have to go, hey, I'm playing somebody that's naive. Mm-hmm. I'm playing somebody that doesn't understand this. Da, 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 da. Like, you check out. You check out for those moments. And you really just become somebody.
Yeah, you
like,
have to play
like,
a role.
Like, that was my biggest problem. Like, with when Billy Bush, you remember when he got fired for that shit and he lost
everything?
Oh,
yeah, vaguely.
You know? Yo, I'll be telling you right now. I was sitting on a lot in fucking L.A. In L.A. when that fucking came out. The grab a girl by a pussy. Yeah. And I was sitting there with people that are people that interview people. And they're like, yeah, of course he's not going to tell him to shut up or do any of that. You have somebody you're about to do an interview with, and they're saying, pussy, you keep this guy going.
Yeah.
Hoping he, keeps it going.
I guess the thing with him, with Billy Bush, was that after it all happened, he was like encouraging the woman they were talking about to hug him and stuff. And women found him incredibly creepy after that.
Listen, Billy Bush been creepy.
Fair enough. That's when you come out of the Bush lineage, you gotta,
like, I mean,
you got baggage.
On, bro. He was the only Bush that didn't try. Like, I mean, even Jeb tried. Jeb tried. It was shitty, but Jeb tried.
Like, I was governor of Florida. That's good,
like,
right, Dan?
Like, it's very interesting to, like, it's like. I don't know, because, like, you have to play make-believe in this business to a point. Like, you have to, especially with the social media and the rest of that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to play, like, you have to play fake, and a lot of people do, and it's so funny what the public sees as to what the person is.
So, it's very interesting to me the way that social media is used, and you bring it up. You're a guy who's got a lot of great things going on. You are blossoming into something really, really big.
But like, I'm not the motherfucker that'll sit there and be like, yo, I just got, like, dude, I, saying this on this thing was like, I've not announced that I got this deal with the company I got it with, which
sure.
is, I mean, one of the five companies, and I got a deal.
Let's play a game.
Like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
ABC?
Because, listen, I got two more meetings. So, like I have
is
two
it?
More, I have two more meetings with different companies.
Sure.
So, like,
sure.
I'm still dancing this thing around, but
sure.
right now I think I know where I'm going. But at the same time, like, I'm not the guy that jumps on social media and is like, eh, I got this deal. Like, that's whack to me. A lot of comics love to overshare this shit, and it's not, it's like, I've recently watched somebody be like, I smoked a blunt with Snoop, and I was like, yeah, oh, cool, like, but how many people were in that fucking circle?
Sure.
Like, you didn't sit there and smoke that with
you
Steve.
And about,
like,
6 million others,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a circle of 15 fucking dudes standing there smoking one dude's blunt. Like, that's not cool to me.
Right.
Like, I've smoked with people that, like, I can't say. Like, I mean, like, I smoked with Seth Rogen. I got to smoke outside of an SNL party with Seth, like, but that's not, like, that was cool to me. I don't
sure.
need to fucking put that out there for everybody.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I feel like social media, you have to play fake.
Well, let me ask you this question. Is there ever a time where you feel like, I mean, people tend to use social media when they get upset about things, when they have an issue with the cause, or there's something they're supporting, or there's something they're against. do you ever say to yourself, I better not tweet this now because I want a job later?
I've had that before, yes, where, like, and listen, 2 weeks after Nightly Show canceled, I got the test for SNL.
And let me guess, you took a picture with a severed Trump head, and then you thought better of it.
No, but, like, I got the test for SNL. I got to do my jokes on the 30 Rock fucking stage to Lorne Michaels. I broke them twice. Like, I got to do all that. But, like, at the same time, when they put Trump on, I was furious. I was so mad when I was seeing they were putting, and like, and at that point, he had jumped on TV and said that Mexicans were rapists. Mm-hmm. There was no body on the SNL cast that was Hispanic. None. At that point.
Okay.
And they fucking, they put that guy on, and I had a tweet that, like, if I possibly put that out, I probably would have never tested.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, yes, you have to dance. Like, and if you're not ready to dance, then, I mean...
Don't bother going to the ball.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. You do have to dance in this business, and I dance all the time.
And
if you're not willing to dance... And listen, I know some of the funniest motherfuckers in this planet. I'm not even kidding. Some of the
funniest... Well, we just met.
Yeah. But, like, I know some of these... But, like, they didn't play by the rules. They didn't dance when it was time to dance. They didn't do what they wanted to do, but, like...
In a way, that's a tragedy.
But that, no, it's not, because stand-up is beautiful in that way.
I said, in a way.
But stand-up, you can't take it away from those guys. Right. And those guys might be happy doing weekends and the rest of that, but, like, I want to take this to a different place. So, like, I've learned to dance, but I dance my own way.
See, yeah, when you say that, a way to walk the line.
There's names of guys that you could think of that you know, made it huge after they were already gone, like Bill Hicks, who just did it his own way no matter what.
Yeah.
And stand-up, in a way, remembers those people because comedians respect it.
Dude, look at Artie Lang,
and the memory
Lang,
never
bro.
Dies. Yeah.
No one's told this guy nothing. You can't tell Artie nothing. Artie lives how he wants. Like, yeah. I mean, and maybe it's not the best way, but at the same time, like... The dude does what he wants. My best friend is Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Dude, listen, if I called my agents today, I was like, yo, I'm deleting my Instagram and my Twitter. Like, they would be like, you can't do that. We need that for this. We need that for that. Like, yo, Pete said, fuck it. And they're like, that kid dances in his own way. People get to dance in their own way, but you better have that fucking talent for it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky Velez has 4 more shows here at Comedy at the Carlson. Please come see him. You're not going to regret it.
Please come see him.
Might slightly regret it when you find out Brian Ball's on the show with him.
I am on the show.
I'm just kidding. We love you, Brian. You can see Brian and Ricky. And
mostly Ricky, though.
Mostly Ricky.
Mostly.
Which is for the best. Which is really for the best.
Come for Ricky.
Stop. Brian had a great set last night. Being rude.
To Brian?
To my friend right
hey,
now.
Thank you,
oh,
Ricky.
He's clamming up. He's fucking
thank
shaking
you,
his leg. I
that
like
is
it.
His natural
I'm
skin
gonna,
color.
I'm gonna take my shirt off.
Tonight, you should.
That thing is so stuck to you right now because of your clamminess. I would
it
pay
would,
money to
Brian
watch you
alone.
Try.
It would be a considerable effort to get
I'm gonna tell
shirt
you right
off.
Now, you were the first person who's ever come in and defended Brian, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Ricky Velez.
I'll try.
Where can people learn more about you? What is your Twitter and all
it's
that info?
It's all Ricky Velez. I got all that shit.
Nice.
They stole my website, but fuck those nerds.
Those bastards.
And,
nerdy
dude,
bastards.
I fucking hate the internet. It's such an amazing thing.
Well, thank you for watching this show on the internet, everybody. We really, really greatly appreciate it.
I was the front page of Reddit for 3 days of my life. It was the fucking worst.
What'd
thing.
You do?
I yelled at Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
So did that Christian guy. Nobody got mad at him.
Oh, the guy on Fox?
No, what's his name? That Ken Ham.
The guy that owns the Ark.
Yeah,
museum.
The Ark Adventure. I'm sorry for laughing. I'm trying to wrap the show. But a guy, he built a giant Ark in Kentucky.
Yeah, he ready.
Oh my
he's
god.
He's ready, man. He's ready. Like, you keep laughing at that motherfucker. You see fucking Houston right now. That dude is about to be killing it. Like, one day he's going to be laughing. I'm telling you. These crazy people, they have thoughts that are worthy.
You know, they say a broken clock is right twice a day. But
100%.
I still firmly believe that building an ark is a little batshit. But I'm going to say, you know.
I'm not certain that ark is seaworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who built it? That's like, I ain't getting on that shit.
A bunch of volunteers from a church. They all went out and did it. Brought in vans. I don't know. Exactly. Be careful. Ricky Velez, four more shows. Calgary the Carl said, you were really great to have you on, man.
Thank you for having me.
And I guess, Brian, we're leaving. Take care of everything and the sponsors.
Okay.
We'll see you soon, folks. Thanks for watching.
Tonight, bye. Come through. Bye.
Hey everybody, it's me. They left me all alone. This is Brian. Thank you guys so much for watching. We very much appreciate it. Vinny's already like elbows deep in meatballs right now. But before we go, I wanted to thank our sponsors again very much. Iron Smoke Whiskey comes in two flavors: standard old get your drunk whiskey and apple smoked whiskey, which is apple wood smoked whiskey, which is excellent. Very, very tasty stuff. Also, Sapori. We're going to be going there after the show. Awesome food. Very much love that place. And also, they cater. Beautiful locations if you want to go there. But if you want to have it in your own very own house, they'll bring it to you. Sapori. And we have Three Heads Brewing. Awesome place. Great beer. We have them here. Two different kinds on tap all the time here at the Carlson. And also, if you want to go out and visit them over holidays, over Halloween, they're going to have a nice little party there. We're going to be going out. Come check us out in our stupid outfits. And lastly, we have Bad Drip Vapes. 35 different flavors for Bad Drip Vapes. Awesome stuff. You can find them at any place around here. Shipped worldwide. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. That was bad. That was awful.